That is music from Mimi Obonisswin, and the song is called Where My Roots Grow. It's from her brand new record. She is from the greater Sudbury area and now lives in northern Ontario. Well, I guess Sudbury is in northern Ontario, but a little further south and east of Sudbury. And I'm so proud of her. She is constantly putting out great music. She moved out into the country to become a producer and stick with the land and, you know, grow vegetables and live off the land. So when I first met her, maybe about a decade ago, at a SEMA Christmas party, and she was just starting out. So congratulations, Mimi. We're always happy to play you on the show. Right now, let's hear something fun. This is from Brooklyn, New York, an indie pop band called The Drums, and this is a song called Days from their album Portamento, which came out in 2012.
I never needed you. Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. That is Canadian rock band Red Light King from Hamilton, Ontario, and their song Evil Lies, which, you know what, you can hear on a bunch of rock stations across the country. It's from their album Our Blood, which was released in 2022. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host of The Jukebox. We've got music coming up from a band called Them Vibes. They're from Nashville, Tennessee, and they've got a song called Soul Satisfying. The beat on the song is awesome. When you first hear it, it really grabs you and pulls you in. Frazzy Ford, a artist from Vancouver, with her song September Fields, which came out in 2014. And September Fields is one of those songs that is so catchy and so vibey that it has been on playlist after playlist after playlist on all DSPs years after its release. You'll love it. We've also got a new song from Najiwan and Sultans of String, A Beautiful Darkness. Sultans of String won Best Group at the FMO, Folk Music Ontario Awards. The Canadian Folk Music Awards are coming up soon, and I will be in Vancouver for that, doing the show live from there. Here is brand new music from a wonderful artist. I got to meet her in the UK, in London, at Americana UK, and we've sort of known each other, for a little while. Here is Desiree Dorian with a new song called Love You to Death. I think you're going to love it to death. Here it is on the jukebox.
What are you looking for? You want to find peace in your whiskey dreams, but there's nothing at the bottom of the bottle at all. At all. I can't love you to death. I can't stand seeing you like this. You say you're in control. Arms and he hopes he loses it. Oh, you're gonna lose it.
Yeah. Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's so cool.
Satisfied.
Big love to our national sponsor, Slate Music, supporters of all kinds of Canadian talent.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 21st to the 25th. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring genre-defying indie alternative artist Barty Strange as guest curator, garage rock chameleons Osays, Chicago-based indie rock three-piece Dead, Latin folk innovator Helada Negro, Toronto's viral hip-hop sensation Akintoye, gothic folk artist Emma Ruth Rundle, alternative R&B hip-hop artist Amindi, and plus many more. There's 150 artists yet to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
This is Bird Note. Hear that? It's the chatter of hungry pine siskins at a thistle feeder. Putting out a feeder is easy. The next step may be a challenge, but it's the most important part, keeping it clean and free of disease. A clean feeder is a life and death matter to some birds. Pine siskins, in particular, are prone to salmonellosis, a deadly bacterial disease easily transmitted from bird to bird. For this reason, a thistle feeder shouldn't have a tray. Clean your feeder at least once a week, more often if you have lots of birds eating from it. You may want to have an extra feeder. One feeds the birds while the other is being cleaned and dried. Also, take time to rake up and dispose of seeds underneath the feeder every few days. Birds are fussy. This bird wants sunflower seeds and another bird wants millet. They'll simply toss any seeds they don't like. What a waste! You can attract specific birds and minimize the waste by choosing the right food and the right feeder. Learn what foods attract what birds and especially how to protect those birds when they visit at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.